Chapter 6. Michael had finished with his newspaper and was glancing through the in-flight magazine while Tom finished writing up his notes. Underlining a few key points, he sat back, poised for the next instalment. Michael looked deep in thought, and Tom coughed gently to indicate he was ready to continue.
"I was just thinking about my own career," ventured Michael. "To many, I guess it looks like plain sailing."
Tom smiled.
"I wouldn't say plain sailing, but like many successful entrepreneurs, part of your skill is making it look easy."
"Yes, and I accept that," said Michael. "My businesses have been really successful, I'm proud to say. People often credit me with having the magic touch, or owning some great secret that allows me to be successful where others have failed. You know, it wasn't easy, and I don't believe I have a so-called magic touch, but I do think there's a secret, and I think anyone can find it."
Tom second-guessed him.
"And that secret is the principles of I believe that we've been speaking about, right?"
"Without a doubt," agreed Michael.
"My own journey has always been accompanied by the principles of I believe. Over the years, I've developed and refined them to keep myself on track for success. It's been a journey of constant challenges and opportunities won and lost." Keen to show Michael just how significant this conversation was, Tom interjected. "I already feel excited about applying the principles we've talked about, Michael. I really feel like I'm benefiting from your experience." Satisfied that Tom had fully grasped the importance of these principles, he continued, "Well, the next principle is perhaps the most hidden secret of all, and the one that's absolutely crucial for success. The next part of I believe is absolutely the one thing that you cannot afford to be without if you want to be a successful entrepreneur." Tom had started to close his notebook, ready to pay attention, but when he heard those words, he kept it open and looked back at Michael.
"Everything you've said so far makes perfect sense, so I'm all ears to find out what the next one is."
He looked down at the page and appeared to be recapping to himself. "Okay, we've got to the second E of I believe, so it has to be V next."
"It certainly is. Care to take a guess at what it might be?"
Tom laughed.
"Well, let's face it, my guesses have been a bit off the mark so far. However, let's see. V could be victory, vanquish, valiant, or vanity, though I don't think so somehow. I know, what about vision? That's certainly essential from all you've said so far."
"Good choice, but not what I'm thinking of. It's what I'm sure is the most hidden characteristic of every successful entrepreneur."
"Now, this really is going to be interesting," said Tom eagerly. "I hope you're going to put me out of my misery."
"Well, it stands for very. In fact, double that for very, very."
Michael was delighted to see the blank look on Tom's face.
"Very? No, there has to be more than that. Very, very, very what?"
Relenting, Michael explained.
"Very, very persistent."
Tom looked a little disappointed, as if he'd expected something much more dramatic than this.
"You look unsure, but trust me on this one. If you were to choose just one part of your personality to develop that would virtually guarantee your success, I'd like you to put persistence at the top of your list. You've only just started reading Think and Grow Rich, but you'll see that Napoleon Hill felt so strongly about this subject that he devoted an entire chapter to it. Now, he studied many of the world's most successful people, and he found that all of them had one quality that was lacking in those less successful than themselves. When he looked at people like Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, he realized that the true secret of their success was that they were persistent, way beyond the average. Sure, they were also clever, resourceful, and inventive. But if they hadn't been also very, very persistent, you wouldn't know their names today." Tom wasn't sure that this really was the secret.
"You think it was just persistence that made them so successful? That's all?"
Michael nodded slowly.
Well, there were other contributing factors, but just think about it. Look back at some of your accomplishments in the past, large and small. You'd have to agree that persistence played an important role in your success, wouldn't you? Tom leaned his head back and scanned his memory for something that would be relevant to what Michael was saying. And the picture of him accepting a winner's medal for the university team flashed into his mind. Well, yes, you don't win tennis matches by quitting. I guess that's kind of persistence. But why do you say it's the most hidden characteristic of successful entrepreneurs? To be honest, it sounds like quite an obvious one. I'll try and explain. And you mentioning tennis makes it easier because that's a sport where it's really laid out for you to see. How often have tournaments been won not by the best player, but by the one who hung in and waited out and kept chasing down every ball that came their way, no matter how hopeless it seemed? They could be two sets down and they just wouldn't quit. They still believed they could win. That's real persistence, and that's how you get to be a champion. Yes, you practice for hours and work on your technique and passionately want to win, but if you aren't also very, very persistent, you won't be successful. I say it's a hidden characteristic because what other people see is the surface stuff. They talk about talent and timing and luck. But what they don't realize is that none of that matters. Successful people aren't quitters. Go back to your tennis days. If you had given up when the game was going against you, then how many matches would you have won? Tom's eyes sparkled with pleasure as he remembered his glory days on the court. I see where you're going with this. I wouldn't have won as many matches, that's for sure. Yeah, Michael agreed. Of course, you don't win all of them, but if you don't keep trying, then you'll certainly lose a lot more. Most people just don't see it, but persistence is the single most important thing that makes the difference between success and failure. So, I don't have to be that much better than anyone else. I just have to keep going. Tom was still not entirely convinced. This sounded too easy. Persistence is what underlies all the other principles we've talked about. If you want to be successful, that kind of mental strength has to become a way of life, and it starts from I believe. When you read back through your notes, you'll see that. You want to have something so much that it becomes a heated desire, a passion in your belly. You must fall in love with that idea and totally immerse yourself in it, so that your passion is present every day in each action that moves you towards your goal. At that point, persistence will be virtually automatic. You make it sound like the glue that holds everything together. But up until now, I've never really considered it to be so important to success, Tom said, seeing it within the context of the other principles. Well, I can assure you that without persistence, your plans will certainly not succeed. Persistence is a subject I've really studied, and I can tell you one thing I know for certain. Very few people ever, mentally or verbally, say to themselves, "This is what I really want, and I'm prepared to give my life for it." And so they never develop the persistence to achieve it. Persistence is a unique mental strength, and you'll need that to overcome all the obstacles and problems that you encounter in business. You have to learn to never accept no for an answer. You need to keep going until you get the final yes. "You know, Michael, I'm not sure I have what it takes," Tom said slowly. "Willpower has never been exactly my strong point. Sometimes I've been more successful than others, but there've been lots of things I've started but not finished. I didn't stick it out to the end. So what does that say about me?" "I don't think it says you have no willpower. Plenty of people have a very strong will, but they can still lack the persistence required to achieve their goals. Generally, in my experience, if someone lacks persistence, it's because they're putting effort and energy into a goal that they're not truly passionate about. In that case, there's no huge desire to pull them forward. Although willpower is important in moving you towards a goal, if there's ever a war between the will and the imagination will win every time." Tom jumped in as he wasn't sure he was following this. Hang on a minute. How did we get on to imagination? I thought we were talking about persistence. We are. And we're also talking about all we've seen so far in I Believe. Michael ticked them off on his fingers as he listed them out. Be passionate, extend your comfort zone, lies and luck, and installing goals. They're all linked by your persistence. When I talk about a war between the will and the imagination, what that means is that you're powered by desire and fueled by the dream you hold. Once you start to use your imagination to help you build a bigger picture of your dream, to define and refine it until you get it just right in your mind, the emotion that's triggered by that desire far outweighs any force that may be caused by sheer will alone. It's easy to find people who are persistently doing what they don't want to do and achieving results that they don't want. A lack of persistence is not their problem. They're applying it to the wrong thing, to something they're not passionate about. Vision and desire have to be the focus of your attention if you're going to develop persistence into the great ally it can become. Tom had been listening intently, and Michael could almost see his thoughts whizzing around his brain as he processed what was being said. So, therefore, once I've found that source of my passion, my idea, is it persistence that'll keep me going? I've been thinking about whether I had the talent or the ability to really succeed, but this means looking at what I really need in a very different way. It does, doesn't it? If persistence is taken with the other qualities of the millionaire mindset, such as passion and self-belief, it can be an extremely powerful tool. Let me give you an example. The very first man to climb Everest and successfully return was Sir Edmund Hillary in 1953, with his Sherpa guide Tenzing Norgay. Now, Hillary had tried and failed to climb Everest in the previous 2 years, but he was absolutely immersed in his vision and desire to see himself standing on the top of that great mountain. Whatever obstacles stood in his way, he persistently kept going to overcome them, because he was emotionally involved with that image of himself. Of course, he was a courageous and a skilled climber, but without being tenacious and persistent, he wouldn't have gone back for that third attempt. Tom had been unconsciously doodling a picture of a mountain in his notebook, and Michael glanced down at it. He took his own pen out and held his hand out for the notebook. Tom handed it over and watched as Michael added 4 crosses from the bottom of the mountain to the top and numbered them 1 to 4, then passed the book back. Tom looked at it for a moment and then gave an inquiring look. Those are the 4 steps that anyone can take to ensure they develop the persistence it takes to get to the top of the mountain. Number 1. Have a clearly defined goal that you believe in, that you're passionate about, and you have an intense desire to reach. Number 2. Create a clear plan that you can begin working on immediately and anchor this with immediate and constant action. Number 3. Immerse yourself in the achievement of your goal. Many people will try and knock you off your track. Listen to them and learn from them, but remain focused on your ultimate objective. Number 4. Surround yourself with the talented people who share your belief and passion, and who can help you achieve your goal. As Tom wrote the 4 steps out, Michael wanted to really impress on him how important this quality was to his future success. Persistence is a formidable force. Simply put, it achieves results. Those who accomplish success are the ones who have the mental strength and stamina to keep going when others around them are giving up. Do you accept the importance of persistence in all of this now? Tom nodded. Yes, I do. If you'd asked me before this flight, I probably would have said it wasn't that important. But I see now that it's all about determination and doggedness, never quitting, never giving up. Yes, it's the ability to stay focused, keep going, and never give up until you've achieved your desired outcome. It's a fundamental quality of winners. And like I said earlier, it's about learning never to accept no for an answer. Tom had heard this said before, but wanted to challenge him on it.
But do you really mean never? Surely there are times when you have to accept that it really is no.
If you really love what you're doing and believe you're right to be doing it, then why would you accept no for an answer? Michael responded.
Tom gathered his thoughts.
So what you're saying here is that entrepreneurs are passionate, almost obsessed by what they do. They live and breathe their work, and they certainly don't understand if you say no. They'll just keep on until they wear you down.
Well, that's not the most effective way to achieve a yes, laughed Michael.
One thing you learn is that you have to be agile and flexible, creative even, when you're faced with a no. If somebody says no, find a different way to get to yes, by breaking the rules or thinking differently. In fact, do whatever it takes.
Do you remember I told you I started out by selling trainers?
Tom nodded, and Michael went on.
Well, I was only 16, with no capital and no track record, and none of the big suppliers would give me the time of day. I tried and tried, and then I started thinking how else I might get stock. I approached small shoe shops and offered to buy lines that weren't selling. I found out about bankrupt sales, and gradually I got stock to sell. I kept records of what I'd sold, and then went back to the bigger suppliers to show them I was being successful. They still said no, but I kept going back until finally one of them said yes. It's sometimes a matter of timing, but if you keep going, you'll eventually get there.
That's a good example of you making it sound so easy, Tom remarked, smiling.
Don't mistake me, it's not easy, but if it's what you love, you make it happen. Most people give up before they get to their goal. In fact, only 1% ever get to the yes. But imagine what it feels like to be that 1%.
Tom's mind was racing, and he had the feeling that he'd just been given one of the most important pieces of information in his life.
I think you've just given me a magic wand that I can really see how to use.
Michael was delighted.
It's not so much a magic wand as an inner core of strength that can support you all the way to the top. I like to imagine it as an iron rod engraved with the words persistence, courage, vision, desire, passion, and determination. And that's my backbone. That's what supports me.
You have the potential for that same iron rod and all those qualities within you right now. It's simply your choice if you wish to use it or not, but imagine how invincible you'd be if you did.
Michael stood up and rolled his shoulders.
I've been doing a lot of talking. Time for a bit of exercise, I think.
He smiled at Tom and moved past him into the aisle.
Tom was left staring at his notes and wondering just what his next step was going to be.
Tom's notes. V. Very, very persistent. Persistence is the most hidden trait of successful entrepreneurs. Persistence is not willpower. It's much stronger, and it's grounded in belief, passion, and desire. Most people give up before they reach their goals. Successful entrepreneurs do not. Entrepreneurs never accept no for an answer, and are flexible and creative in the pursuit of turning a no into a yes. Entrepreneurs are prepared to break the rules, think differently, do whatever it takes to achieve their goals. This requires them to step outside of their comfort zone.